Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is the Thanksgiving week edition of the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway Along for the Ride podcast. Coming up with the show, Clay Thompson is 41. Simmons back with the Nets, Celtics, and Bucks. Who are you taking at full strength? Bob has a bit of an issue with the Celtics, we'll talk about. And the Sacramento Kings. Bob Ryan's pick to click. We should let you know we are driven by Bet Online. Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting or football and basketball needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, player news, and game trends at Bet Online to bring you Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, and yours truly, Gary Tegler. All right, let's start with the Celtics right now. I mean, they had a stinker against Chicago. They'd won 9 in a row. It happens. But off the top, Jeff Goodman, we're going to start with Bob. Bob has a little heart palpitation when it comes to right now the best team in the NBA.
Well, I do because, you know, and me and the three, and I'm going to must I resign myself to this, to a reality that this is a live by the three, die by the three team, and that's it. Because, oh, that's wonderful. They had this wonderful night in New Orleans, and then, you know, then the last night they had a stinky night in Chicago, and they're just firing away, and that's what they do. Is that it? Tell me.
They're shooting 38% from three as a team, Bob. So right now, I'll live with those numbers, right? 38% from three is pretty good. Last I checked, as a team, that's ridiculous. So I would say as of now, I'm okay with that. You know, I still think they've got guys that can take it to the basket. We've seen it much better with Jason Tatum this year than ever. Jaylen Brown can do it, especially in transition. So I don't think they're completely live by the three, die by the three. But if you're not shooting threes these days, Bob, you're probably not playing in the NBA.
And I'll add to the list guys that can take it to the hoop, Brogdon and White.
Yeah.
And you
got to be able to shoot the three these days.
I know.
But look at Utah right now, look at Rudy Gobert right now in Minnesota. Okay, like they're struggling because, again, you've got a big guy who can't score. He can't step out and shoot the three, and you're so limited. There's a reason Jahlil Okafor, last I checked, I don't even know if he's in the league anymore.
Oh, he's gone. I think he's gone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you've got to be able to – but I'm not saying you have to exclusively do it. Even Al Horford. Right in that game, and I know you're frustrated probably watching Al. He was 0-7 from three in that game against the Bulls. And I get it. Like, if I was the coach at some point, Missoula, you would say, like, to Al, all right, like, this isn't your night. And Al should be old enough to understand, this probably isn't my night. Maybe I'll go in and shoot it from 15 to 18. But Al's probably also thinking, you know what, if I make two of those seven that's better than what I'm going to probably do around the hoop.
There's a change when Tom Lord comes back.
Well, he can't shoot the three, so.
Well, no. I understand that. but he does have a presence in the interior.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a lob threat. That's what Robert Williams gives you, a lob threat that you don't have right now.
Plus, he's a big Jeff that runs.
He can, no doubt. Listen, he changes what they can do. Primarily in the defensive end. He'll give you kind of that guy who can – the bailout, really, on the offensive end, right? You're driving to the hoop. He's kind of the bailout guy
Yeah.
You can just throw it up to and let him.
And he's really, really, really good at it too. Yeah. So that, yeah.
Bob, I will say this to calm your nerves. Tis the holiday season. Okay. So you can enjoy yourself.
All right. Well,
a year ago, and we all know how the Celtic team has changed in a year. We all know that. The way this team is constituted now, and the way that they survived the coaching change and the coaching travesty and the controversy, I don't think they're going to be three dependent. I think if the three's not working, they'll go to the hoop. I think it was Chicago. I think it was a Monday night. I think it was like start the bus, you know, start the plane. So I want to believe that they're mature enough not to live and die by it, especially since they have the ability to get to the basket. Well, I want to believe that.
It's just, of course, what we have never, which isn't even discussed because it's not even, is posting up, you know, which, you know, nobody can do.
Well, you're going to post up.
Al can post up.
But he can. He just doesn't anymore.
No, I know. He passed up a, he pulled what I call a Williams last night. You know, he passed up a layup last night to give up another clunky three. All right. I don't want to overdo this. I'm sorry. So
No. That's fine. But that's to wrap up. That's the way I'm looking at.
I know. I'm pleased with several other aspects of the team, and allow a clunker in Chicago, and that's fine. That's going to happen. So I don't mind.
Okay, I'm stealing this on NBA.com. I thought it was a terrific question. At full strength, Jeff Goodman, I'll start with you. Are you taking the Bucks or the Celtics?
Oh, boy, at full strength, I might take the Celtics.
I know. It's different, isn't it, Jeff? It is a coin flip.
Well, you look at the matchups almost, and you're like, all right, you know what? Like, the Bucks have Giannis. I get it. Tatum's not that far off from Giannis now. I think we can all agree on that. Like, you know, 2 years ago when you said that question, and I was the biggest supporter, as Bob knows, of the Jason Tatum fan club. I probably started the Jason Tatum fan club other than his mother, Brandy. But ultimately, the gap has closed there. And as I've said, listen, Jason Tatum to me is still the most complete player in the NBA. Not the best yet, but the most complete with the fewest weaknesses, because what he can do that Giannis can't, he can shoot the hell out of it. He can score mid-range. He could score around the bucket, not with the same veracity that Giannis can. He can rebound. He can defend. He can pass. All of it. So I think that was your biggest, to me, him and Middleton were against Tatum and Jaylen was a gap 2 years ago.
Right.
Now that gap has closed, where honestly you can make a case that Middleton and Jaylen Brown is a wash and maybe even an advantage for the Celtics now, which is kind of crazy.
Well, I said all along between the end of last season and the beginning of this, that, you know, very good for the lucky for the Celtics. They didn't have to play the Bucks with Middleton and it could have been different. But the one reason, and I agree with everything you're saying, and throw in the fact that the Celtics now have Brogdon. And and that's a very important addition to this team, in my opinion, and makes them a better team. So it's an interesting question, but I still have a healthy respect for Milwaukee, and I continue to be fascinated by the career transformation of Brook Lopez, who what are the reliable 3-point shooter he has become, and if you just examine his career arc, it is such a commentary on the times. That the need for a big guy to reinvent himself, and he has probably done it better than anyone ever. You know what he's
done. I mean, he's been good defensively.
Yeah, too. Plus he's a major force on defense,
I remember seeing Brooke back at Stan. Well, even before that, how about that? He played an AU team called, I think it was EBO or something, with his brother years ago with Quincy Pondexter on that team too, and. I mean, Brook has completely transformed every part of his game.
I mean, the numbers are, I don't have them in front of me, but I've looked it up in the past, and I welcome anybody listening to do it just to amuse themselves. As the way he came into the league as a standard old-fashioned Al McGuire aircraft carrier center who never took a three until becoming what he is, which is a major threat. I'll give him full credit. He's moved with the times as well as any big guy you can think of. Now, I want to say one other guy I want to put in the conversation, backing up a little bit there, Mr. Goodman, a guy who at his best, and we saw it once again as a reminder within the last week, might fulfill all the requirements that you just gave for Mr. Tatum at that size. And that is Anthony Davis, who had a tremendous game the other night. Yeah. We haven't seen too many of those lately, but was it a little reminder of what he has been and could be?
Or we've forgotten about him because he's always hurt. He's right. Always hurt. So you've forgotten about AD, and largely because he's been hurt, the Lakers haven't been good. No. So it's almost like, again, you want to talk about the Lakers, but you really can't because they're not relevant right now in the hierarchy of the NBA and teams that actually have a chance to do anything.
The next time we'll talk about the Lakers is when season 2 of Winning Time comes out. They're in production now. And Bob Ryan can't wait. Ba-boom! To wrap up this Celtic topic, I just want to say this is I think the bench is better for the Celts, and I think right now that's the tiebreaker. I'll go with that. More coming up. We're going to let you guys know that BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting, football, and basketball this season. They have the latest odds, team matchup information, player news, game trends at BetOnline. Always your continued source for sports wagering info. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. With the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf games and events. Head to betonline.ag, that's betonline.ag, to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, the game was pretty good the other night from Mr. Simmons. We'll talk to Bob. The reacclimation of Ben Simmons to the NBA, your thoughts?
Well, my thought is, you know, it's not my favorite player. I wouldn't want him on my team. But when he does such a thing as he did the other night, which was 22 points, 11 for 13, taking his shots, you know, which are, you know, his range is 3 feet, 8 rebounds and 5 assists. And I'm sure that the overall effect was positive. You know, that's what they are paying for. And they haven't gotten the benefit of that very much. If he's going to play games like that often, they're going to be formidable, you know. And I've read some of the commentary and how he, you know, he gets the ball up the floor. Guys are winning the rings. They're happy. And, you know, what benefited a great deal from him is Yuta Watanabe, who, when you weren't looking, gentlemen, has emerged as risen to number one in the league in 3-point percentage at 57%. There's a guy you forget. He had a 20-point game the night before. I mean, is he going to be a factor all of a sudden after, you know, four years in the league? I don't know.
Listen, you, Bob, if you put you next to Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Joe Harris, you could be a factor.
Oh, well, hey, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. but anyway, he is the best player to come out of Japan, although Hachimura is probably going to give him a race for the title. Anyway, you know, the Ben Simmons thing is you know, the nature of his game. And interesting, you know, he's going back to Philadelphia as we speak to see what, and he's joking about the reception he's going to get, etc. I've just continued to repeat, I guess I'll be saying this every time we meet, he's the most unusual player of consequence in the history of the league. His strengths and weaknesses are so extreme, and the nature of his game is so specific, unlike anyone at the size. And by the way, in this game in question the other night, they officially, unofficially, whatever, listed him as their five man, by the way. And, you know, he is so, you know, he's huge. He's a big guy. People, you know, it's an unusual player. I don't want to come down too hard on his foibles personally. You know, if it has to do with mental health, then that's a very dicey topic. And you know, we wish him the best in that regard.
Well, it's a positionist league. Positionless.
Yeah, more or less. Thank you.
Yeah, he can rebound. Listen, he can rebound. He can go with it. There are a few guys his size with the ball in their hands that are as quick as Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
So if there is a duo or a trio that Ben Simmons fits with, it is Kevin Durant, it is Kyrie Irving, it is Joe Harris. And then you got, you know, Curry, Seth coming off the bench. So, you know, it should work. And listen – the bottom line is they haven't had Kyrie. They really haven't had Ben, and they're still in the playing game.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. No, they're going to be bear watching. And all
they're going to be in there. And I actually think it's good for the league if they're not in the playing game necessarily. If they win a series, then obviously they match up against the Celtics last year.
I mean, Jeff, it's inarguable. No one will ever dispute that if those guys are playing basketball together, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And in reality, look, if you mention the Nets and everybody's on board, everybody's playing, right? There's no controversy.
Yeah.
It should be the Nets, the Celtics, and the Bucks. I mean,
you look at it right now. The Pacers are the fourth seed right now at 10-6.
I mean, forget it.
The Nets are going to catch the Pacers. So, you know, the Wizards are the fifth seed. So there's no reason that the Nets shouldn't get in that 4-5-6 range and get out of the playing game. The biggest thing for me is always Kyrie, as much as he helps you on the offensive end, he's such a liability on the defensive end that's where Ben Simmons has to get back to what he was consistently, an elite defender. Kevin Durant can be a pretty damn good defender, even at his age at this point. But you can't have Joe Harris, Kyrie, and if Ben Simmons isn't back to what he was or close to it defensively, they're a team that we saw it last year without Ben in the playoffs. They were so bad defensively.
Well, they have enough offense. They should be able to make up for it. There's no doubt about that. The shake your head thing is the Warriors. Though I suppose if you're a Warrior fan, Bob, you want to be optimistic that Klay had 41, because Klay seems to be the question mark on that team if all cylinders are firing.
I call what happened the other night his Mark Twain moment, because apparently reports of his athletic death were exaggerated. he went for 41 on 10 for 13 threes. Wow. And then afterward, he was starting his stuff, and he actually said, and I quote, he's referring to the criticism, which he has paid great attention to. He said, quote, "I know how great I am," unquote, by the way. So, if he's obviously that's a heartening sign for everybody connected with the Warriors, from the ownership through the players and down to the fans, you know, and the coaching staff, that if he's capable of greatness still at times. They still have issues. And now I don't know what caused the decision to sit four of their starting five to go to New Orleans to lose by 43. But that was the next game after that. But anyway.
On the bench. The bench has been – remember how many people were raving about the Warriors bench?
Me among them.
They're young. They're going to be the next group. Jonathan Kuminga is going to take this team back. They're not going to lose anything. Like, what were we doing? Jordan Poole was the guy that we were basing this on, a lot of it. And he has kind of come down to earth a little bit. But Kuminga has really – like, he hadn't done anything to deserve that. He had done nothing. Moses Moody, good, solid player. But come on, Wiseman has been disappointing and injured so far in his career. So let's be done with that part of it. And really, Golden State needs to get healthy, number one, and to find some sort of rotation here beyond their starting five. Because their starting five is still, you put those five guys out there for a series and they're all healthy. Yeah, I don't know how many people are betting against them.
Yep. Well, but they got work to do in that conference. You know, that's for sure. And it's a nice starting point to think that Thompson is obviously he's not done. That's for sure. He struggled. Remember, he missed two full seasons. Yep. And he's older. I suspect that's going to be the milestone game for the season. If he's going to exceed that, look out. But it certainly was a moment to commemorate. That's for sure.
Well, the Warriors are coming in the 11th spot as we speak at 8-10.
Yep.
And Bob's new team,
the
Kings, at 9-6.
With six straight wins as we speak.
Amazing.
And De'Aaron Fox, who's having a career, quiet career in anonymity, isn't he, Jeff?
Yep.
A quiet good. You know what he's done? This is like, really, it's interesting. De'Aaron Fox is stuck out there. Nobody pays attention to this team. In the last 4 years, he has averaged, in this order, 21, 25, 23, and currently 25. Wow. He's obviously, and he's by acclamation, as fast as, if not the fastest player of anybody in the league. Yeah. And, you know, so he's a nice little gem out there that not many people really realize the career he's having. But this team, guys, years ago, some national magazine, whether it was Esquire or GQ, one of them, I think, actually had a story about them and their anonymity. They were the most forgotten entity in the league. Then they had the run. You know, they had a run in the beginning of the 20th century, 21st century. They had a five-year run, guys, of 55, 61, 59, 55, and 50, and included, of course, that memorable, controversial, never to be forgotten, always to be discussed, losing seventh game to the Lakers when people think the fix was in. And, you know, the refereeing was abominable. And they lost in that fourth quarter, and a disgraceful fourth quarter that really was a suspicious fourth quarter, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Kings in the NBA Finals or the Lakers, I don't know.
And now, since that window closed, by the way, gentlemen, and it didn't just close. It was nailed shut, completely nailed shut after the 2004-05 season. Their last 05-06, which was their last winning year. Since then, 16 straight losing seasons and 12 coaches.
Wow.
This is how bad they've been. Imagine being a fan. Imagine trying to interest yourself in the NBA in Sacramento.
Especially when you get if you're in Sacramento, you get the Lakers to the south and the Clippers, and you get the Warriors to the
Warriors, north. Warriors, and you really got the Warriors, especially in the last few years. You know, they're your territorial, you know, neighbor, if you will. And, you know, it's like 100 miles east, I think they are, something like that. And anyway, this is how bad they have been, historically bad. And we knew that the Clippers had a longer run. They still got on as number one, as the worst, longest stretch of abomination. But I would nominate the Sacramento Kings now as the most disgraceful franchise in all of them North American sport in the last 15 years. However, there's a little sign of life now, isn't there?
A lot of sign. Good. Listen, they made two great trades to me in recently. One was getting your boy Sabonis.
Yes.
For Tyrese Haliburton, who's a really good player. Haliburton's a nice, nice player. But Sabonis is a double-double every night who can also pass it. He's not shooting it great. So that's one. They got Sabonis. Number two, they got Kevin Huerter, who can space the floor, and he's shooting like 50% from three this year. So they're giving Huerter minutes where in Atlanta, he was going to be buried a little bit, had a big contract. So they got him as well. So Huerter, Sabonis, obviously De'Aaron Fox, the big difference with him this year, he's been a non-shooter in his career. And now he's shooting 38% from three. He's gotten better. Now he can keep the defensive honest. And I think part of it also is, again, you've got a big who's an elite passing big. Right? Sabonis is a guy you throw it into. You want to double him, he's going to find the open man. So I just, you know, to me, I think the pieces fit really well. Harrison Barnes can be what he is. And oh, by the way, Keegan Murray, who's been hurt a little bit here early, he's been a really, really good addition too. So, you know, I love this team. I've said it kind of going into the year. I like their talent, but their talent has never paid off for them. Like, never. It doesn't matter who they've had. I feel like now they've got a chance with an elite level point guard who can shoot a little bit, other guys that kind of figure in, and they got some good guys even coming off the bench.
And to say that they've had coaching and stability is an understatement of the century. And I don't know what you think about Mike Brown, but you know, he loves him.
Oh,
he has had him. Yes. Okay. Well, they got Mike Brown now. So maybe that's going to be the,
why do you like Mike Brown, Jeff? Because I know that obviously he had the stigma of just basically being LeBron's assistant.
Which he kind of was probably years ago, but, you know, he's been on the bench with Steve Kerr for years. And I think he's really good with people and personalities. And this is a team that I think you need in a day and age in the NBA where that ultimately is more important than drawing up plays.
Oh, of course. I mean, absolutely.
How do you keep the egos in check? How do you keep these guys engaged every night? How do you figure out you know, again, how to manage all of it.
People say like in today's game, I go back to Red. I mean, heck, Red and Russell. I mean, Russ, you want to play today? You want to practice today? No, fine. You know, I mean, it's all about handling people.
It's so much the story. It's never changed. And you're right. You're 100% correct. The X's and O's are you need to know something, but
secondary.
It is about the people thing. They are leading the league in scoring, by the way, when people weren't looking at 121 points a game. So anyway, if there is such a thing as a diehard Sacramento fan, I'm happy for him or her right now that they've got something to sink.
They're out there, Bob. They're out there. Into. I promise you.
Okay, good. Well, that's good.
All right, gentlemen.
I don't know if this is a little mirage. We were talking about a team. They won six in a row. They're 9-6. I'm not talking about them. But there's a pulse.
And here's what I'll say, too. You're not going to find three better dudes than De'Aaron Fox, Domas Sabonis, and Kevin Huerter. They're three best players right now. Are elite level people as well.
Oh, that's great to know. That's great.
Well, gentlemen, you have a happy Thanksgiving. I would like to let you guys know that while I love you both dearly, there is another podcast that I'm working on called Scream Time. Bob knows I love movies.
Oh, yes.
Check it out on Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter at Drew and Gary. And also on YouTube, as the good folks at CLNS have set up a YouTube channel for us. And Bob will love this. The two that I want him to check out is we do a segment on Barry Levinson.
Mm-hmm.
And we also broke down Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the perfect Thanksgiving Day movie. And I watched it again the other day when they're driving on the highway and Candy has the cigarette and the car, it's gold. It is just gold.
Yeah, he's
still laugh, rewatch it.
It's sad. He's missed.
So missed. So missed. Guys, have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay, guys.
All right, Bet Online, our number one source for all your sports betting, football and basketball this season, is brought to you the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway Along for the Ride podcast. Have a good holiday, everybody.